והיו עקב תשמעון אס המשפטים האלה.
So the parasha starts with the words Ekev, which have many interpretations. We're going to stick to the famous medrash that's brought down in Rashi, which is a little difficult to understand why that is a condition for all the brachas. Then it goes with all the brachas. Ushmartem v'asisim o'isay v'shama Hashem l'cho es habris v'sachesed v'ahevcho v'erachecho v'yubecho v'ech privitnecho. All the brachas. Brachtiyem mikol ha'amim. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Ekev Tishmon? It's obvious, ain't tzadik boros, asher yaseh tov lo yechta. There's nobody who lives up to perfection. So we all, oyved Hashem, we do our best, we try our best. So Rashi isolates the mitzvahs that the Torah is talking about here to specific mitzvahs. When it says Ekev Tishmon, it doesn't mean stam listening to the mitzvahs. It's referring to very specific mitzvahs. And Rashi says as follows. Ima mitzvah is akaloi shalom dosh ba'kev of tishmeh. Then it'll be v'shama Hashem l'chol sabris, haftoch and everything. So Rashi says, we're not talking about stam mitzvahs. We're talking about very specific mitzvahs. We're talking about mitzvah shalom dosh ba'kev of. There are certain mitzvahs that are light to people, that are machshiv these things. Those mitzvahs that people are unconcerned about, those are the ones Tishmon. And if you watch those Vahoya, Ekev Tishmon, then Veshama Alocha Hashem Lekecha Sabris V'Sachet Shosh Nishmalach. Is mashma that if that a person could keep all the mitzvahs, but those mitzvahs kalos, Shadam Dosh Ba'kevav, those mitzvahs that people step on, he doesn't keep, then he doesn't deserve all of these brachas that are coming. Why? If the Torah would just say, you have to even keep those mitzvahs, I understand. But the Torah is making the probe, the nekuda, is dafka these mitzvahs. Dafka these mitzvahs. Shodam dosh ba'kevav. So I once saw from Ol Sameach, that Ol Sameach asked this kasha. And Ol Sameach said, he felt it's such a shvera nekuda, that the Ol Sameach wanted to learn that it's lav dafka. When the Medrash says, Rashi quotes the Medrash, "V'hoye ekev tishmon dafka mitzvahs kalos shalom dosh ba'kev of tishmon," it doesn't mean dafka those mitzvahs. It means even. Kol shekein, you're keeping everything else. So basically, the way the Ol Sameach wants to learn is basically saying, you're keeping everything. There is nothing you're not keeping. Doesn't mean that I want to go with a little bit of a different mahalach, because again, the mashmois of the medrash is mashma that specifically those mitzvahs shalom dosh ba'kevav. The Torah now unveils the mitzvah of birchas hamazon. Before it unveils the mitzvah of birchas hamazon, it goes through the history of the midbar. It says as follows. וזוכרת את כל הדרך אשר הוליך לך השם במדבר, זה ארבעים שנה, למען הנוסח, לנעשה, לדעת אשר בלבבך. Comes the pasuk and says that the whole midbar was a test, and then it describes the test of the midbar. That Hashem literally put us in pain. ויענך ויריבך. He starved us. He pained us and starved us. In the midbar, the Eibishter starved us? So the pasuk describes itself. Vayancho vayarivecho vayachilcho samona shelo yodat v'yodam v'secho manadiyachol kilechom v'yivad yichiyodam kilechom v'yivad yichiyodam kilechom v'yivad yichiyodam. Mamish Apel, the Ramban, Devin Ezra, Das Kenan Baltasus, everybody asks, how does the pasuk read? Vayancho vayarivecho, he put you into pain? He starved you? Starvation? Vayachilcho samona shelo yodat v'yodam v'secho. He gave you this new kind of bread, this mon. The mon was one bread that had satisfaction for everybody. There wasn't anybody that eats the mun that doesn't get satisfied. It's the lechem she malchei shoros designed by the Gemara says. Sign taste, lechem avirim, the Gemara says in Yuma Davayin Hey, that whatever taste you wanted, the mun had. But Bianca always said, even the consistency. Because part of taste is consistency, it's smell. But Bianca had a whole piece on this. He felt that based on Chazal, it doesn't just mean, because he's a big tumult about this. When it says that the mun had every, what does that mean? That it had, what was it in actuality? They turned it a piece of meat? Or was it a piece of bread that you... So Bianca learned that it had all the milas, the consistency, the smell, the everything. Because that's part of the spheres of that of each food is the taste and it's all the smell and it's all part of what goes into it. So the mun had everything. Then the Gemara says the mun had no psilas. Everything got absorbed in the body. It had all the medical benefits. It had all the taiva benefits. It had all the spiritual benefits. There's nothing the mun was missing. It was the best, the epitome. So how could the Torah say? So the Ramban brings down two mahalchim, two pshatim. One pshat taka the Ramban brings down that the vayancho vayarivecho vayachilcho samon, based on the Gemara in Yuma, is the fact that we didn't, at night when we went to sleep, we didn't have any pas pesale. Every night we went to sleep, there was nothing left. It's all gone. There was nothing left. There was noiser on the mun. There was baltoiser on the mun. There was nothing left. So you went to sleep at night, garnished. Next morning, nochamo. So the Gemara brings down a svara, the Ramban brings this down as one of his two pshatim, is any doyma mishiyesh le pas pesali le mishiyen le pas pesali. There's a big difference between somebody has pas pesali and doesn't have pas pesali. So to me, it always bothered me, this pshat in the Ramban. I understand day one. The first day the mun falls, you finish all of it the first night. What's for breakfast tomorrow morning? No breakfast. Nothing. I understand this. That's fayan chovay aruvecha. No matter how good supper was, who says there'll be breakfast tomorrow morning? Day two, also. You saw yesterday everything worked out. Today again, Baruch Hashem. Who knows what will be tomorrow? A week? A month? A year? There's a lifestyle. Kleisel didn't open up the door every morning and go, psh, look what happened. This was their lifestyle. Now, there are people that no matter how sure they... I know when I go to a hotel for Pesach, there are people literally that come with boxes of food in their room. And sometimes when I talk to them, I say, I have to know they have in the room. It's a certain, you need, they don't have bitachon. You're going to the same program for years. They've been giving you hundreds of pounds of food in 8 days. What was felt in bitachon? But the average guy doesn't wake up in the morning and go, I wonder if I'm going to come to the tea room and there'll be nothing there. It'll be full, just like it was yesterday full and the day before was full. Right to be full. No, not too many people are going to sleep at night in pain because they don't know what's going to be by breakfast tomorrow morning in the hotel. No, the Eibishter that gave us yesterday the buffet, the continental breakfast yesterday, it's going to be there again tomorrow. 40 years, we're sitting there every night and we're wondering what's going to be tomorrow morning. It's a pella. Mamish a pella. That could be why the Ramban Daskein Baal Toises brings us a lachatchil de kapshat based on that Gemara. Ramban doesn't seem to, he has another mahalach. It's really a little bit of a plea, the whole idea. But this is the hakdoma to Birchas Hamazon. Then it follows and it goes, gives us the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon. By Birchas Hamazon we have a very interesting thing. So it basically says, V'chalta v'zavot v'achtas Hashem l'kecho, alor tzatoi v'ashonos aloch. So comes the Sefer Achinuch. And he points out that L'chorid is a tremendous distinction between benching and Birchas HaTorah.
Benching, we find, well, there's really two main components that separate benching from Birchas Torah. Both are deraisa. Birchas Torah is deraisa according to many Rishonim, the way we paskin anyway, it's machlokes. And benching, obviously, is deraisa. So, but there are two significant differences. One is obviously where it is. Benching is at the end. And Birchas Torah is at the beginning, which itself is a plea. And the Gemara seems to hold that there's a svar in each direction. But the Gemara brings down, and Brachas really svaras hafuchas. The Gemara brings down, how do you know you have to make a bracha before you eat? Now, even though it's not the raisa, which is a problem on its own, because the Gemara basically says, kishu sovei mevorech, if you have to bless Hashem when you're full, kishu rov lekoshe. Avadi, you have to beg for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank him when you're hungry, when you need the food. Avadi, you have to thank him. That's what Gemara says. On the other hand, there's a fakelta svar brought down. The Gemara brings down that by Birchsa, how do you know you have to make a brocha? By the learning afterwards, because if you have to make a brocha before, so surely you have to make a brocha after. Which is mamish fakelta svar. Right? So that we have the famous haflo and the Chofetz Chaim, that there's a difference between spiritual things and physical things. But the fact remains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah to ben shtafka after we eat, midaraisa, and Birchas Torah gave us a mitzvah to ben to make a Birchas Torah before. But the second nekuda, which is a bigger chiddush, is that for some reason Birchas Torah we use midas harachamim. We say Baruch Hu es Hashem anvorach, Baruch Ato Hashem. When it comes to benching, we say Nevorach leilakenu. Right, we use midas hadin when we use Hashem's name. I mean, if we don't have a minyan, we don't use Hashem's name. But if we bench with Hashem, we bench with Elokeinu. So the Tesis Yomtif in his Pirush Mishnayos in the seventh parak in Brachos, he asks for kasha, he asks this kasha. He says, why is it? And he says a phenomenal idea, very big chiddush, very very big chiddush. He learns that the Rabbanu Shalom created the body with the need to eat. With the medical, forget the desire to eat, the medical necessity to eat. You can't live without eating. So the Tosfos Yom Tov says, Shuras Hadin, whatever this means, okay, but this is what he says. I'm just telling you what he says. He says, Shuras Hadin is that Hashem has to feed us. He created us with that deficiency. He created us with that need that we need to eat, that we're hungry. So Mamela the Abish that had to feed us. Apidin. Therefore it's Elokeinu. Midas Adin says that the Abish should give us food. So when we bench, we thank Hashem, but we say, Hashem, it's with your Midas Adin that would feed us. Learning, the Abish never gave us necessarily the need to learn. The need for spirituality, the physical need for spirituality. It's extra. It's an extra that we were given. And Memela Zokta Tesis Yomtiv, that's already Bohu es Hashem Avoyach. That already is Midas Arachamim, that the Eibishter gave us the Torah. And that's how he beautifully teaches the distinction between Oichlim and. It's all Chiddush, but that's how he teaches up the Chiddush between the two. The Tosfos Yom Tov, the Sefer Achinuch, when he discusses the difference of why we bench after we eat and we make a bracha Birchas Torah before, he bases it on a whole different idea. He says that the physical body doesn't have the ability to thank Hashem before it's made satisfied. It doesn't have that's like the behemoth part of the body. If you look at an animal can only express appreciation after you do something for it. Right? The animal's not telling you before, thank you so much for being so concerned about it. But the animal can express
appreciation. Yoda shol koineu v'chamoy reivus po'olo. An animal can appreciate its master based on what was given to it. Says the Sefer, this is the Sefer HaChinuch's pshat. Sefer HaChinuch says, so the food is talking to the body, the nefesh ha-behema. The body can only be v'ochalto v'savoto v'irachto. Once the body was sustained, then the body can praise. Then the body can praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, the Torah is the nefesh ha-maskelas. The Torah is the spiritual end of the person. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, that part can have an appreciation even before you give it anything. It understands there's value here, there's spiritual value, that it appreciates the opportunity, and it has the ability to express that appreciation. I think that's what the Sefer HaChinuch teaches up in his, by Birch Samazen, by the mitzvah of Tov Lamed, by the mitzvah of Birch Samazen, that's how he teaches up the distinction. I want to try to merge a little bit these different machshavas and tie it into the beginning of the parasha Ru'emin and V'hoya Ekav Tishmon. I think we could say it's like this. As the Nefesh HaChaim says, and I always say this over to the Talmidim, maybe at least once a month, sometimes more than that, is that there isn't any area in our lives that we don't have to constantly be working on. Even those areas that we think we mastered, we have to work on those areas. Chaim Volozhin says, "Lo'olam yasek adam b'torah mitzvah shelo lishma mitach shelo lishma bo lishma." He says, "What's this lo'olam?" Should say yasek adam b'torah mitzvah. What's the lo'olam? Lo'olam sounds like it's forever. So Chaim Volozhin makes an unbelievable observation, and it's so true, it's so emes. Not that Chaim Volozhin needs any of our haskomas, but Chaim Volozhin says the name of the beast, the human being, b'mitzias, is always a little bit shelo lishma. That's what we are. That's our nature. We're always battling with that, but that's our nature. He says, "Memela, life is always development." La'olam yasek adam b'torah mitzvah shelo lishma mitach shelo lishma bo lishma. It's all one statement. You should always know that you're on a journey. The journey is lishma. That is our journey. It's a journey in life. It starts from when we're little kids until we give back our soul to our Creator. It's the same. It's a journey. It's a journey of developing, doing things more wholesomely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's not Yasek Adam. Lo'olam Yasek Adam B'Torah Mitzvah Shelo Lishma Mitach Shelo Lishma Bo Lishma. You're always going through this process. You're always trying to develop and become more Lishma. You do Chesed. You think about, I spoke by Sammy's bris, the Enikel's bris. I'm not that old. I said, I spoke by your bris. But now he said, the untish teshur is that if we scrutinize our chasadim, who we do chesed with, there's also shelo lishma in there. People we love and people we care about, people we think do for us, we do for them. There's so much at play. Everything that we do, the things that we think we're doing, taka. The things that we taka think we're doing. We daven better when we have a baal tefillah that talks to us. And to me, that just sounds so crazy, but it's a fact. It's a fact. Fact is, you have a baal tefillah. You like the way his voice. You enjoy his voice. It gets you into a certain mode. That's a mitzvah. That's who we are. And if you have a baal tefillah you don't like, I can't daven so well. That baal tefillah, I manage can't be mechaven at all. Now this, I'm not even magazin. I've been told by people, Rabbi, if he davens again, when he davens, I can't daven. Who are you davening? Is he davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But we have to, in our lives, we have so much of the shelo lishma playing at the same. You know, it's a big picture. And Rabbi, if you went home tonight and thought about it, the things that you feel you're gevaldik in, and I'm sure you are. But if you start thinking, well, how much lishma and how much shelo lishma, there's quite a bit of shelo lishma. In the things that you think you're already there, there's quite a bit of shelo lishma. How do we differentiate between a person who's oved Hashem and not? The way we could differentiate is somebody who taka does a mitzvah that he has no negiah to do such a mitzvah. He has no social pressure to do such a mitzvah. He has no specific desire. It's not rewarding. Now, why is it not rewarding? I don't know. Every mitzvah should be rewarding. You will mali rotzon Hashem. But there are mitzvahs that are more rewarding and make you feel better at the end of the day. You just feel like you did something. It makes you feel better. It's mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is like that. You mevaka chayla. I'm not saying it shouldn't be like that, that a person doesn't feel good. You mevaka chayla, and the chayla looks at you and he said, I really appreciate what you did for me. Thank you so much. You changed my day. You feel rewarded. You feel like you step his ketan. You did something. Right? You give a guy $100 and he curses you out. This is only $100. What am I supposed to do with this? Out of my side, a guy came west, he came in from the city. So I gave him $100. He tells me, do you know that you're the only person I'm visiting today? You know what this pay? Pay for my gas, my tolls, and what? I'm going to buy something here. This is exactly what he told me. So basically, he was telling me the Shiloh the Gemara, Zovin for Zovin Tagrikri, where I traveled to Muncie to be called a Shnora. So you're paying my expenses? And I said I was giving him $100. I thought I was being very nice. I gave him $100. So somebody asked me, somebody in my family asked me afterwards, after the guy left, they said, Tom, don't you feel bad now? I said, fuck out. Now I almost feel like I did Ratzon Hashem. Clearly, this guy wasn't very happy with me. But I'm sure the Beit Elam was. There's certain mitzvah. If the guy would have taken it and said, I saved his life, of course I would have felt better. I would have walked in feeling much better about myself. But that's the lishma and the shalo lishma. Zok the posuk. How do you know if you're being tishmon al mitzvah Hashem? How do you know if you're really adhering Hashem's mitzvahs? Maybe it's not Hashem's mitzvahs. Maybe it's your mitzvahs. Maybe you're living a life of making yourself feel good about yourself. That's what it is. This week there was a huge controversy where one of the major people out there in the news media, a major person, major personality, made a controversial statement. When I read the whole transcript of what he said, he was mamish said amos. He said amos. He was talking about, you know, now with the whole Trayvon Martin, there's a whole... The civil rights now, they're all out. They're all out there. They're going, you know, b'lev nefesh. March, 100 marches in 100 cities, and we're going to do, right? Sharpton, and all the chshuvim, all the... So this guy just said, you know what? These guys are not l'shem shemayim. They're not l'shem shemayim. If they were really worried about the black community, why aren't they doing something for them? Why are they making a tumult for? So let's call a spade a spade. Why do we have problems in the black community? You know why? Because he said, because 75% of these black children are born without a father. Unknown, there's a father somewhere. But Meva Layam. Bashamayim he. Meva Yami. It's not Beficha Bavavchal Aseise. This is the kids brought up. No father, poverty. Go on, what do you want? He becomes a criminal. Was Wulster for him? No education, no. The mistakes are gone, he's done. He said, why doesn't a guy like Sharpton and Vachaverov, if they're really so concerned, instead of making a tumult, why don't they go out and work on advocate fixing the problem? And that is a huge tumult on what's going on now. Huge tumult. Someone to sue him and counter sue him. He just said, damn, it's the guy. That's all he did. He said the truth. But he said an interesting thing. He says, what's the pshat taka? Why taka don't they do it? He said, you know why? Because they're civil rights activists. He says, they gain from the problem. Murder the gavurot. If these issues will go away, these guys will also go away. What's their whole chashivas? They have nothing intelligent to say. What are they going to advocate for then? If they have some chokhmah to give over to impart, they'll go back to giving shiurim. Gevaldik, if these guys, Nebuch, were being pulled out of the Beis Medrash to give their marches, they would love to fix the problem. They could get back in Beis Medrash and allow them, do something intelligent. But fuck out. This is where they thrive. They thrive by making such a law. See, he was just saying, it's not l'shem. Don't act like you're l'shem the African community. You're not l'shem the African community. L'chvayt atzma yudarish. That's all he said. L'chvayt atzma yudarish. Not doing it for them. And it's emes. It's emes. So the Pasuk says, the Eibishter says, how much in every mitzvah are you really doing for me? You want to know what the defining issue is? For your akef. How much the mitzvah is a mitzvah that people step on? How much it's a mitzvah that you don't get that rewarding feeling from society and you keep it? Then you're tackle listening to Hashem. Then your mitzvah is a mitzvah to Hashem. The way I'm learning is, it's not even referring only to certain mitzvahs. It's each mitzvah. How much the mitzvah is dosh ba'kevav, and you keep it, that's how much you're really following Hashem's mitzvahs. And how much your mitzvah is based on what people say, what you get appreciated, how much they love. How much there's that in the mitzvah, it's not tishvun. It's not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're in a different... You could get up, you could look the part, you could give drushes, you could get up, make marches and make drushes and make causes and kokoiras and that. But it's not for Hashem. If it was for Hashem, then it wouldn't be reflected any more so in a mitzvah she'en adam dosh than a mitzvah sa'a she'adam dosh. So this is really a hakdama of a soul searching for reality of where you stand in Yavodas Hashem. And that's the Ekev. That's the Nakuda of the Ekev. That's what the Ekev is. You know what? The rest is going to be a whole. We'll leave it for Shabbos for the Hemshech HaDvar. Oh, right. He said that he didn't want to sign it, right? Yeah. What's Pshat?
So I happen to be 5 minutes away from
this. This is the way you fix the problem.